Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. How many of you want to be debt-free? How many of you need some debt cancellation? We need God's people debt-free because the Bible says, owe no man anything but love. Amen. Debt-free. Hallelujah. Debt-free. Now, there are several reasons why people go into debt. I'm not necessarily going to talk about those reasons, but I want to really give you a path to get out of debt. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Well, foolish actions is what gets us in debt many times. There's a lot of people that have made bad decisions and done things in the past, so it gets them into debt. But you need wisdom. See, a lot of times people think, I just need more money to get out of debt. You don't need more money to get out of debt. You need wisdom. Amen. Because a lot of times people think there's a myth that the more money will solve all my problems. But if you don't deal with the root issues, you'll end up back in the same problems. That's why people that win the lottery, within 2 years' time, most of them are broke again. Close to 90% of people that win lotteries or, you know, things like that are broke again. So, because they don't know how to manage money. So you need wisdom. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And verse 17 says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So one of the things is you've got to establish your financial life based on the word of God, not on worldly principles, not on the flesh, but you've got to base your finances on God's word. When my wife married me, she didn't have any debt. I had a lot of debt. She married into debt. Just coming out of, she was in Turkey. I was in America. So I was in the American system. Had already 3 credit cards maxed out by the time I graduated college. You know, because they just keep sending credit cards and my family couldn't really help me, even though I had scholarships and many other things. Graduated with a whole bunch of student loan debt, credit card debt, bought my first car on debt. So I had all this debt. I had close to, I think, $45,000 of debt. And this is back in the 90s. So that's a lot of money. But I was determined to get out of debt. And I cried out to the Lord many times, Lord, you could just do this one big miracle and boom, just release all this money and I'll get out of debt. But it never happened that way. I had to deal with many, 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 many little things. But because in the process I had to grow, I had to understand the will of the Lord, what the will of the Lord was. I had to learn to give radically. I had to learn to believe God and I had to work hard. Because God will give you the power to create wealth. And he gave me many, many strategies and ideas. And then there was a time I went into sales. And within 9 months, within the first three months, I became the top salesperson. And within 9 months, paid off $40,000 of debt. I mean, just writing big checks. We were just focused on getting debt free. And my wife, I would just give the money to my wife and she'd write the checks. Give the money to my wife, she'd write the checks, you know. And we were in faith that, and in agreement that we're going to come get out of debt because I knew that I couldn't go much further in ministry with all this debt. Amen. So I want to be totally debt-free, and we got totally debt-free within the first couple of years of our marriage. Amen. So there was something very important that I had to do to get debt-free. And the Amplified says, look carefully, verse 15, then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. So you're going to have to get some intelligence in the area of managing money. The school system, the world system is not designed to teach that. The school system, the world system is designed to create debt, build a debt mentality. Money equals debt. You know, when more debt is created, more money is created. How is money created? By creating more debt. That's the whole thing. I can do a whole teaching on the entire system of money. But you need to understand, they want people to be in debt. because the borrower is a servant or a slave to the lender. And the entire world system really operates on the money lenders, the money changers, the banking system. So they want you to be in the system in perpetual debt. You've got to make a decision, stand firm on your feet in the name of Jesus. I'm going to get debt free. I'm going to do whatever it takes to do that. I'm going to discipline my life. I'm going to get wisdom. I'm going to press into God to give me the wisdom, the strategies. I'm going to develop my mind. I'm going to educate myself. And you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to get out there, and really, there's enough resources out there that you can put in the work to educate yourself and learn how to manage money. And you need to get out of, basically, you need to crucify the flesh, because if you can't live out of carnal desires. Your flesh will want a lot of things that you don't need. And so you're going to have to, at some point, put yourself on a budget, which is boundaries, right? Restraint, right? The Bible says where there is no vision, people lose restraint. So you need to have a vision. You need to set goals. I'm going to get debt free. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And then you need to have that vision, and you need to put boundaries, and you need to discipline the areas of your life where you've had undisciplined living that led to debt. And then learn how to invest, learn how to create wealth, and press into the things of God. Go to the Word, and I mean, come to Millionaire Boot Camp, and if you haven't, just go watch it time and time and time again, but do whatever it takes. You have to put in the work to get debt free, and I had to do that. It was easy to pray, Lord, give me this one big breakthrough that I can just pay off all my debt. That one big breakthrough never came. Why? Because if that one big breakthrough came and I just got off the hook easily, I would have not changed. So I needed to change. I needed to learn. I needed to educate myself. I needed to establish discipline and structure. And I need to have vision. And I need to know, I need to have wisdom and strategies. And I need to be a radical giver. And I need to know, I needed to learn how to sow seed and believe God for the harvest and operate in faith and do everything that I needed to do in every area of my life. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16 in the Amplified. Make the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understand and firmly grasping, understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. So you got to firmly grasp, understand and firmly grasp. You're going to have to fight to get out of debt. You're going to have to fight the good fight of debt, because good fight of faith, because the system is against you. But you're not a part of the system. You're going to operate outside of the system because you operate by faith. You're not of this world. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is in you. The power of God is in you. You have access to the word of God. You have access to all these precious promises. Amen. And so you can break through. And you need to say, I am going to break through, bless God. No matter what, whatever it takes to do, I'm going to break through. Amen. And you need to set goals. You need to have vision for your life. Hallelujah. And of course, your vision needs to go beyond just getting debt free. Your vision, once you get debt free, now you need to come into the place of surplus, because he's going to give you a surplus of prosperity. Hallelujah. He's going to give you the power to create wealth so that you may establish, that he may establish his covenant with you. Amen. Now, one of the things that I want to point out here, redeeming the time. The reason also many Christians are in debt, they're not necessarily in debt concerning money, but they're in debt of time. Because they've missed opportunities that God has placed before them. Because you need to have perfect obedience. I mean, if you know, we talk about the, I preached on the blessing of Abraham last week, right? How many of you want to have the blessing of Abraham fully manifest in your life? Because that's the promise that you have. But you have to have the faith of Abraham. And when God spoke to Abraham, one of the things you see in Abraham's life is that he was quick to obey. It's quick obedience. See, delayed obedience is also disobedience. And it puts you in time debt. See, you lose time. And when you're in debt of time, because time is money. So you've got to be quick in obedience. When God speaks to you, you need to act quickly and obey. When God speaks to you to sow seed, you need to act quickly and obey. When God places an opportunity before you, you need to act quickly and take a hold of it and move in the direction. And you have to pick up momentum. Some of you are just still waiting. You're waiting, you're waiting, you're waiting. How long are you going to wait? It's time to move. It's time to do something. Like, and many times I'm like, Pastor, what do I do? What is in front of you? Put your hands to it. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it. You just keep waiting and waiting. And many times, let me tell you, it's the little opportunities that come that you miss. See, it's the little things, the test of little things. It might appear to be a small opportunity, but you got to take a hold of it, and then you got to be faithful with it, because then God's going to bless you and give you more opportunity. But if you keep missing opportunities, why should God present you more opportunities? So making the very most of time, buying up each opportunity, taking every opportunity, laying a hold of each opportunity. Amen. Opportunities, I know that opportunity knocks, they say. Opportunities don't knock. You have to search for them. Opportunities come to those people that are believing for opportunities, that are looking for opportunities. Because if you're not looking, the opportunity will be right in front of your face and you will not see it. So you have to be constantly engaging your faith. Holy Ghost, show me the things that you're placing in front of me that I can lay a hold of, and I can grab these things, amen, and I can take advantage of this opportunity, this time, that I'm going to redeem the time, because the days are evil. So God's going to help you redeem the time, which means to buy back the time. And to redeem the time means to buy back the time. And how do you buy back the time? You're going to have to pay a price. That means, what's the price you're going to have to pay? It's going to be diligence and hard work and educating yourself and just raising your level, increasing your capacity. You know, unfortunately, too many Christians are too lazy. I'm sorry to say, people are just too lazy. You have to put your hand to the plow. You have to do something. You have to do whatever your hand finds to do. Prove yourself. Redeem the time. Put in the time. Work hard. There's no substitute for hard work. People in the world, they don't have Jesus, but they just work hard and they prosper. Why? Because there are certain principles. The hand of the diligent makes one rich. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, but doesn't mean you just sit around and waiting. Blessing is going to fall on me. Bags of money are going to fall on me. Money is going to show up in my account. You know, you got these people going around, you know, praying money into people's pockets. I'm not against that. Praise God. I've actually had God put money in my Bible a few times. I mean, way back in the days when I was a young Christian, I needed $100. And I was praying and I opened my Bible. There was $100 in there. I don't know how he got in there. But you know what? That's not something that happens every day. And I don't want to live in that realm. Sitting around waiting for money to show up. And, you know, you got these people that go around, they pray, you know, money into people's pockets, you know, supernatural money and everything like that. Well, I mean, wonderful. I can pray $1 million into your pocket right now, but what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to put it? So, you know, you've got to have strategy. You got to have wisdom. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 44, 46, there's a story or the parable of the treasure hidden in a field. So the man recognizes that there's treasure in the field. And the Bible says he goes out, sells all that he has to buy the field. Because the pearl of great price, the pearl of great price was in the field. The man buys the pearl, again, sells all. Two different things in that parable. So you got to be all in. You got to be all in. What does that mean? I'm going to do everything God's way. Amen. I'm all in. Everything I have, I'm all in. Amen. I'm all in. Hallelujah. Buying up opportunities. How do you buy up opportunity? Faith action. Obedience. Wisdom. Planning, managing your time wisely. I'll add something else. It's not necessarily hard work that also prospers. There's people that work very hard. Collecting garbage. 12, 14 hours a day. They work very hard. They go around picking up things. They don't prosper. They barely make it. Because it's not just hard work. It's not working hard. It's also working smart. And I think I like what, you know, we heard in the Millionaire Bootcamp with Tim Yosta. What he said was, you know, you got to be working in the right place. Yeah. Some people are just not working in the right place. You're putting in a lot of work, but you're limited. There's a ceiling on you. Yeah. That's why I encourage people to start their businesses, because then the ceiling is removed. And start working hard and smart. Believe God for the ideas and the strategies. Create wealth and sow into the kingdom. Connect your business to kingdom purposes. Make it a kingdom business. That God is your partner. Amen. He is the CEO and he is the director of the board. Have a board meeting with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And make the Holy Ghost your advisory board and pray and ask God for the wisdom and the strategies that you need. Hallelujah. Disobedience also leads to debt. Debt of time. You'll fall behind on the schedule. I'll never forget this some years ago. This was when I was in Turkey. At the end of a service, I guess he got convicted, and there was a man in our church in Istanbul. He came up to me and he goes, "Pastor, I should have been in Bible school 5 years ago." I said, "You would have graduated by now, probably be in ministry or maybe even have established a business. You've grown, but you're just in the same exact place you were 5 years ago. You haven't grown one bit, and you're just going in the wilderness. I should have been in Bible school 5 years. I should have done this 3 years ago. I should have obeyed last year." You know, you need to obey. When God speaks, you need to have quick obedience. Stop dragging your feet and just press in, man. Put the pedal to the metal. Accelerate. Hallelujah. Because every time you disobey, it's like putting the brakes on. And you got the handbrake on, and you got the brake and the accelerator at the same time, and you're spinning wheels. Take your foot off the brake. Amen. Accelerate. Because we are in a time of acceleration. We've been prophesying. We've been speaking. But in the time of acceleration, you've got to put your foot on the gas. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God's accelerating things. Because things are accelerating here in the last days. Things are accelerating. We're running out of time. We don't have unlimited time. Time as we know it will come to an end. Time is a limited commodity. And I tell you what, to me, time is more important than money. Because I can get the money back, but I can't get the time back. Once time is gone, it's gone. So we have limited amount of time. And if you look at the parables about the end times, Jesus keeps warning. People who are just, they're marrying, giving away in marriage, and eating and drinking and partying and entertaining and just doing whatever everybody else is doing. But he says, suddenly, like a thief in the night, the Lord will come back. So we have to be ready. We have to understand that we can't just keep, and listen, if we're talking about, hey, the things that used to take a year will take 1 month. What used to take 10 years will be done in 1 year. That means God's looking for perfect obedience, because it's going to happen so quickly. If you don't grab a hold of it quickly, he'll just pass you by. So faith is immediate and quick obedience. Don't be in debt of time. Yes, I know the word says he will restore the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm has eaten. That's wonderful. He redeemed the time. But we are told to redeem the time. Doesn't say God will redeem the time. Redeeming the time. Taking a hold of the opportunities. How do you redeem the time? When God puts an opportunity in front of you, you take a hold of it. And when the opportunity comes from God, there's going to be a supernatural anointing on it. And there's going to be supernatural acceleration, because it's coming from God. And it's a supernatural opportunity. That means the wind of God is... Peter was presented an opportunity to go catch one fish. One hook, one fish. He could have said, "Are you crazy? I'm a fisherman. I need a net. I've never done this. It's the wrong time, wrong place, wrong method." But he did it, and then there was that shekel in the fish's mouth. See, the opportunity was there, but he took it. And many times those opportunities come, really, they look ridiculous. God will supernaturally breathe on you. And the wind of God will fill your sail and you'll begin to move in the speed of the Holy Ghost. See, the supernatural is the natural accelerated. Let me say that again. The supernatural is the natural accelerated. What happens in 1 year for people will happen in 1 month for you. If you grab a hold of the anointing and you see, there's always an anointing on the word. A lot of people are, Lord, I'm waiting on the anointing, but they get a word. They just think that an anointing is going to come. They're going to shake, quake, bake, waiting for the anointing. But you see, instead of the anointing, you get a word. And when you take the word, there's an anointing on that word. And then that's how you connect with the anointing, because the word is anointed. And one word from God can change everything. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost on this. Is this helping anybody here today? One word from God will change everything. You have to be quick to obey. Some of you are in debt because you missed opportunities. You haven't obeyed God's word. How many times does he have to speak? There's some out there, God, give me a word. God's like, same word from 10 years ago, because you haven't even done that. Give me another word. There's no other word. Philippians 3, 12 through 14. One thing, Paul says, this one thing, priority. This one thing, number one priority, forgetting the past, reaching forward. You have to stretch out in faith, reaching forward, forgetting the past, reaching forward to lay a hold of what God has for me. That's faith. Amen. And faith means you're going to have to forget the past, because faith is always in the now, not in the past. Hallelujah. If you're dwelling on the past, you cannot operate by faith because you're stuck in the past. Faith is now. Now faith, not in the past. And the enemy wants you to dwell on your past failures, past mistakes. We all have them, but what you have to do is you have to now, I'm going to engage my faith and I'm not going to do what I used to do. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I behaved like a child, I acted like a child, I thought like a child, but now that I've grown up, it's time to grow up. Now I'm moving forward, I'm grabbing a hold of the things of God. Hallelujah. My faith is maturing because I'm obedient to the voice of the Lord. I'm obedient to the word of God. Because why? Because a dream is only a fantasy until you put some hard work and planning and action to it. I have a dream. Wonderful. Let's see action. You have to apprehend it by faith. How about this, Joel chapter 2, verse 25. I'll repay you the years. I'll repay you the years. So if you go before the Lord, say, Lord, I wasted a lot of time. I missed opportunities, but I'm coming before you right now, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move forward. God's gonna take a hold of that promise you make. Because you know what? That's a covenant. You're making a covenant with him. Lord, I covenant with you. Hallelujah. I covenant with you today. In the name of Jesus, I come before you. I covenant with you today. Right here, I'm on my face. I'm on my knees. I covenant with you today that from this day forward, I'm taking a hold of what you have for me. And if you will do this for me, I will do this. Build an altar before the Lord. And first, lay yourself on the altar as a living sacrifice. Here I am, Lord. All that I am is yours. I'm all in. I'm selling everything to buy that field with the treasure. I'm selling everything. I'm selling out all the way to buy the field with the pearl of great price. And from this day forward, I was halfway in before, but now I'm all in. Is this helping anybody here today? Yes. Above all that you get wisdom. Wisdom is better than gold. Knowledge is better than silver. Understanding is better than precious stones. And wisdom is crying out on the streets. And he'll give you wisdom. You have not because you ask not. And he says, if you ask for wisdom, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously without admonishing. Then he says, don't be double-minded, because a double-minded person cannot hope to receive anything from the Lord. So don't be double-minded. Once God has spoken, don't be double-minded. Don't allow that doubt to creep in. Do it. I mean, move so fast that your head is trying to catch up. Move so fast in the spirit that you leave your head behind. It's like one of them, you know, cartoons, and the head's like all the way back here. Move so fast that you don't have time to think about it. When God speaks, it's in your spirit, it's energized, the word is there, boom, I'm grabbing a hold of it, I'm moving so fast, I don't have time to think about it. Because many times our head gets in the way. And I've had my head get in the way because I just think, I want to think through everything. But I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to move so fast, amen, chop my head off. Hallelujah. My pastor, I'm waiting on God. You know what? God's actually waiting on you. To me, the main issue with a lot of Christians is not that they haven't heard from God. It's that they haven't obeyed what they heard. It's not that hard to hear from God. If you just go say, God, I need you to speak to me, he'll speak. Lock yourself in a closet. Lock yourself in the room. I don't know what you have to do. Go lock yourself in the car and say, God, I'm not leaving. I'm not coming out of this place until you speak to me. He'll speak to you. When you're serious about it, he'll speak to you. But then what are you going to do? You have to obey. Quick obedience. Otherwise, you'll be in debt of time. And time equals money. Time is money. Hallelujah. I feel the wind of God on this today. Hallelujah. '94, and he's getting a fresh wind. I'm going to move him into my cheering section. Dream is a fantasy until you put some hard work and planning and action to it.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.